This is Ozarks at Large, and it's Monday. We have our Arkansas Talk Business Update from Roby Brock.
Arkansas's jobless rate was 7.2% in March, unchanged from February, and just slightly below the 7.3% in March 2012. March marks 50 consecutive months that Arkansas's jobless rate has been at or above 7%. March also continued a trend in which the jobless rate improved, but declines in the size of the workforce and number of employed point to ongoing weakness in Arkansas's economy. Officials with Walmart and the Walmart Foundation announced that the company and foundation have given more than $1 billion in cash and in-kind contributions during the most recent fiscal year. Walmart said it's the first time Walmart or any U.S. retailer has achieved that level of giving. Walmart said the increase in giving was boosted by in-kind donations in the U.S. to food banks and to families suffering through disasters. Arkansas was one of the top beneficiaries of the giving, with the total from Walmart and the foundation reaching $72.8 million, second only to the state of Texas. PAM Transportation reported a first quarter net loss of $456,000 compared to a $674,000 profit in last year's comparable first quarter. Revenues topped $99.9 million for the Taneytown-based trucking company. PAM President Daniel Cushman said the company was focused on driver retention and improving payoffs from fuel efficiency efforts in order to reduce expenses. El Dorado-based Deltic Timber reported first quarter profits of $6.7 million, a huge jump from a $97,000 profit 1 year ago. Deltic's manufacturing segment reported operating income of $11.3 million, an increase of $9.7 million, from the previous year as the lumber market continued to show some steady improvement. Three bridges spanning the Arkansas River across downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock will be illuminated by year's end thanks to a $2.4 million gift from Entergy Arkansas and an assorted group of businesses and governmental entities. The announcement was made earlier in the week by Entergy Arkansas President Hugh McDonald and Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola. McDonald said the gift is part of a celebration of the electric company's 100th anniversary in Arkansas. Arkansas lawmakers adjourned after approving a massive $4.9 billion spending bill and $170 million in surplus funds. The Revenue Stabilization Act, which lays out the state's spending priorities, was approved. It included increases for public education, Medicaid, and salaries for state employees. Legislators also approved a $125 million bond package for incentives for a $1.1 billion steel mill super project to be located in Osceola, Arkansas. Lawmakers also passed more than 1,500 laws, including $120 million in tax cuts, and they referred three proposed constitutional amendments for the 2014 general election. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Online, MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.